suppose, given the changes that you made tonight, you might be looking towards next season already, Peter?
Yeah, most definitely. I think overall it's probably more beneficial for us to see and get a look at young players and give them experience. Now at this stage of the season, I think that's more beneficial than irrespective of where we finished in the table, to be quite honest. Would it be better to finish 5th, 6th or 7th? Is that going to make a massive impact on the club? Or is it better to get young players some experience so they can go away in the off-season and know then what needs done to be right for the next season? So I think more so the latter in terms of preparing the young players and letting them see how much a step up it is.
How did you think they did tonight, Peter?
I think they acquitted themselves fairly well. I mean, Maryview, to be fair, they're a very strong physical side as well. I mean, they're good athletes and they put themselves about, but I thought they acquitted themselves fairly well. It is certainly a step up for them. I thought just sometimes the fitness levels just sort of, they were waning as such, you know, because, as I say, Maryview will certainly ask questions of you.
You were up against a Maryview team that have still a lot to play for this season, Peter, and that was pretty clear tonight.
Well, that's it. I mean, they need no motivation. As you say, they're still going for promotion. We're ourselves now, we're just sort of basically after the cup defeat. I think a lot of players were feeling a wee bit sorry for themselves, to be quite honest. And we looked a bit leggy at times as well. But in saying that, there were some decent passages of football too, I must say, but not often enough.
Was it a difficult week, Peter? I mean, was it hard to lift the players tonight? I mean, it looked that way.
Yeah, I mean, they're all still obviously down in the dumps. I think the vast majority feel they should have finished it last Friday night. But as I said in there, this could be a long 3 weeks, if that's the frame of mind they're going to be in between now and the end of the season. And I would sort of, to be quite honest, I won't tolerate it. They have to get their heads up and get on with it. They have to be more professional in that and their application as well. They're all young and fit and they have their health. They have a lot they look forward to, and irrespective of whether they're here at this club or not, they would be playing football somewhere. So they shouldn't just be going through the motions.
Yeah, and how do you approach it then, Peter? I mean, these last three matches, will you continue to make changes or will you go back to maybe a stronger 11 next weekend against Wexford?
Well, again, some would say, well, it's just about getting a win. But as I say, it's having that balance in terms of this is a more opportune time to blood some young players as well and let them find out what it's like to play competitively in this league. And I think that's, if anything, that's more beneficial to the club in the long haul than it is, as I say, they finish 5th, 6th or 7th in the league, because irrespective, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Given the fact that, you know, you're saying you're already looking towards next season, Peter, I mean, is it fair to ask you, have you learned much yourself as manager this year? It's your first full season in charge.
Yeah, very much so. And even tonight, I've probably learned a lesson or two as well. But no, you're learning constantly every day. There's always something going on. I can certainly say it's never a dull moment at this club. So no, it's, as I say, I think at the moment though, the club's at a crossroads in terms of where it goes in the future. Are we realistic about promotion? And if we are realistic about promotion, then the club needs certainly huge investment. And if that's not the case, and it isn't feasible to have that investment, then we certainly have to look for the youth. And that has to be decided, I would like to think, so in the very near future.
And what way would you be feeling on that, Peter? I mean, would you feel that investment is needed if you're to still be hanging around?
It's not about whether I'll be here or not. I mean, I at this stage now, I fear for the club in terms of if they're serious, if they're genuinely serious about getting promotion. Like, it's no coincidence that any club has been promoted over the last number of years have done so on very substantial budgets compared to our own. So if we're going to be realistic, as I say, and talk the talk, then we have to walk the walk in terms of getting investment in. And that means the board themselves too have to sort of, maybe that needs an overhaul. The club itself needs an overhaul, to be quite honest. And if you're serious about promotion, if you're not, and it's in the current climate, I can understand that mightn't be practical. It mightn't be the time is right now at the moment to do so. Then you're going to have to invest in your youth. And that's, again, then you need to make that decision.
three games to go then, Peter, starting next weekend against Wexford. Then you have a home match against Athlone Town. And given the way results went tonight, Athlone could actually be coming here in 2 weeks' time with a chance of winning the league.
Yep. Fair play, Lund, but to be quite honest, I couldn't care less about Athlone. If anything, it'll mean hopefully a good gate. And it'll be a crowd that can inspire the players. They go out and perform, which is obviously what we want. So I couldn't care who wins the league, to be quite honest. But I would like to just make think it will certainly help the occasion in terms of our players will need no motivation.